My name is Birgit Gedeke. I'm an English and German teacher at the Rote Hahn Schule in Lübeck, Germany. I think that they are very concentrated in listening. Listening comprehension is a very important point. I think that the children like to listen to the English language. They are used to it by songs and they use it for games. And I think they like it. And yeah, therefore I think this is the best for them to have it very early, these lessons. I don't see any problems by teaching children when they're so young in English. For me, it's important that they're very young because they learn very quickly. They have a better ear to understand the English language. They get used to it very early and they get used to the listening concentration. And I think this is a good thing for them. I try to speak as much English as I can with them. I avoid to translate. I show a lot. I use pictures. We use lots of TPR so that the children do something by speaking. And it should be something they used every day, things they do every day. So they are topics which come from their normal lives. And yeah, I think this is what is very important, that you have topics which the children like. I started reading and writing a little bit later with the beginning second form. In the first class, we did a lot of talking and acting out, singing, playing games. And starting with class two, I started showing them the words and started to write down some little sentences. And now in class three, they really can write some little texts in English. I want them to be sure that they understand everything or the most important things. And when I have a special aim for the lesson, I want them to get this aim, to reach this aim, so I can be sure that they reach this aim I have in my mind. So I want them to speak mostly in English if it's possible, but sometimes they must change into German so that they can ask me questions they can't ask in English. They're not able to. The words they don't know, and it's speaking about problems and sometimes about feelings, and this is what they can't do in English so very well. I think the children are very relaxed to know that they can switch over into German if it's possible or if they have to, and if they don't know how to explain it in English. But they try to do it in English if it's possible for them. I try to use it in all subjects, English. I try to say what they have to do, what is the next step. I try to do that in English, to say that in English. Mostly the children know what I want from them, but some things I must do in German because it's too complicated. For example, when there are special problems, I have to clear with the children when they had a quarrel. I do that in German so that I'm sure that they understand the problem and how to handle it. The children love learning English. They are very proud of doing it, and they are very proud that they understand special texts, for example, in songs, and that they feel that there is a progress, that they're getting better and understand more than in the first grade. I think they like it very much, yeah. Outside the school, they are looking for English words. Sometimes they come back the next day and say, oh, I saw on the internet this word, that word, can you translate it? Or they have special t-shirts. There are some sentences on their t-shirts and they want to know the meaning of the sentence or the words. This is the normal life we live with English here in Germany, in all surroundings. And I think this is why children see that it is so important to learn English. And they always come and ask me questions about English words. Mm-hmm. I think the globalization is so normal for us. For example, when you are traveling or there is a tourist downtown, people talk in English. And I think that in our normal lives, English is a very important language here in Europe. So I think that they will use it very often, especially when they are adults. They know how to ask a question or how to answer a question when they meet persons they don't know and they have another language, so they can talk to them. I think the job market is a very important fact. Nowadays, I think you must use English in so many jobs. I think of computer expressions or special handouts they have, or I think that you use it very often in other jobs, yes. For me, it's so much fun to teach English in primary school, beginning with the first class, because I think the children are free of anything. They are not shy. They try to do it without thinking, and they are spontaneous, and they do it without thinking what they are doing, and therefore they do it very well and learn it very quickly.